As you are Facebook, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah for the word. As Russell T. Perkins comes to you this morning, this Sunday morning, with a precious word. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be here. We're thankful for those who are here. We realize most of our Bread of Heaven family is joining by Facebook, and we're thankful for them in their faithfulness, even in the snow time. It's good to be here. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we ask your blessing as we stand before you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, and we stand in awe of you. And Lord, we praise you. We lift you up. We sanctify your name. Hallelujah. We praise you with what we got, Lord. Hallelujah. With everything that we have. And Lord, hallelujah, have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your anointing be all over this place, Lord. And Lord, for every soul under the sound of my voice, Lord, bless them, Lord. And whatever the need may be, Lord. Lord, we ask your blessing, Lord. I'm going to mention a few names, Lord. Don't let that get me in trouble with the saints, Lord. But, Lord, bless my brother Robert, who is ill. Hallelujah. But touch him, strengthen him, and bless him, Lord. Lord, bless Sister Shakola March, who asked for prayer this morning, Lord. And, Lord, whatever the need might be, whatever the situation might be, whatever the difficulty might be, the challenge might be, Lord, bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pour out, hallelujah, your can-do spirit on her, Lord, hallelujah, and let her to know that it's just a test. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless Sister Karen Brasher, Lord. Touch her in her body. Touch her in her mind, Lord. Bless her family, Lord, hallelujah, as they tend to her mother. Bless her, Lord, in everything, Lord, hallelujah. I'm just calling out names, Lord, hallelujah. You know, praise God, what it is. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask your blessing, hallelujah, on Brother Gerald Jackson, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, that you bless him, sanctify him, open doors for him, Lord, hallelujah. Settle things in his heart, Lord, hallelujah. Boost him on every end, Lord, and in every day. Have somebody walk up to him in the grocery store or somewhere and say, you've been a blessing to me, hallelujah, so that he'll know the impact he has made, Lord, in this area, in this community. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way today, Lord. We call on your name, Lord. We know your name is higher than any other name, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless those, hallelujah, who are joined on Facebook, Lord. And you know what they need, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. Bless Sister Nicole Armstrong, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, recently baptized in the name of Jesus in this assembly. Bless her, Lord. Sister Carol Duncan, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah. She's carrying a lot of stuff, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, hallelujah, tend to her. Hallelujah. Tend to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless our musicians, Lord. Hallelujah. One by one, you know what they need, Lord. Bless every soul. Bless my wife. Bless our daughters. Bless our grandchildren, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless Brother Nolan. Bless, Lord, Brother James Chip Harper. Bless Deacon Rod. Bless Brother Rod Putnam. Bless, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, those who woke up with Bread of Heaven on their mind and decided to join by Facebook or in person. And, Lord, bless your word today. Hallelujah. Your word is already blessed, but I want it to be blessed. I'm asking that it be blessed in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. And the topic today is a question taken from verse 1 where it says, present your body. Your body's a living sacrifice. And is, what are you really presenting to God? What are you really presenting to God? I remember growing up in not far from here in the Preston Taylor Project's first 10 years. I remember in the second grade, over in the first semester in November, our second grade teacher at Moses McKissick Elementary came into the room. I guess she had been out and she was crying. And she spoke to us second graders. And she said, President Kennedy has been shot and he is gone. He's dead. I want you to, and the kids start crying. I know I start crying. I didn't know much about it, but I knew my mom and them liked him. And so we prayed. We used to pray in school back then. And she said, lay your head on, and you just get, we're going to treat this as a rest period. Hallelujah. And I remember, and you know, it's strange what you remember even as a child, but I remember my mother being so impressed with a speech that he had made. And the question was, ask not what your country can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for your country. The scripture is right in line with that. Maybe he got that thought from the scripture. And the question is put forth in the scripture, hallelujah, ask not what God can do for you, but ask what you can do for God. What can you present for God? Ask not what the church can do for you. And I know you're here because you want the church to do something for you. I know you're here and you're listening on Facebook because you want God and the church to do something for you. And that's good. That's a good impulse to have. But you should also know that there is something required of us, of a God who is so holy and so awesome. Hallelujah. What are we really presenting to our awesome, awesome God? He said, present your bodies, your lives, your health, your strength, your mind, your capacities, everything you are and everything that you have to him as a living sacrifice. You know about the Old Testament economy of offering dead things. Hallelujah. Not to appease fully the wrath of a holy God, but to push back the wrath year by year. And then the next year would come and some more dead animals would be sacrificed. But now Jesus is impressing on the Apostle Paul to tell the church and the world, hallelujah, that you got to give a living sacrifice. We're through with the bulls and goats. Hallelujah. Jesus himself became the living sacrifice for us. The Passover lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The deliverance, the salvation that we want, we yearn for, we had in our spirit to want. Hallelujah, but we could never reach. We could never get up. The prophets talked about it, but they couldn't get there. Hallelujah. The law was there as a schoolmaster. It couldn't bring us into full reconciliation with the Lord. There had to be a price paid for sin before a holy God. Jesus came, hallelujah, in the fullness of time, and he laid down his life for us, praise God. And now by grace, we can stand in his kingdom, a kingdom that cannot be shaken, praise God. We kind of shaky, you know, we can be shaky, hallelujah. Somebody can look at us funny or refuse to shake our head, and we tow up for weeks, praise God, hallelujah. But we're in a kingdom that cannot be shaken because it was bought by an unshakable, hallelujah, price.
And we come to the Lord, hallelujah, saying, Lord, help me. And we should, because there's no other help we know. We come to the Lord and say, save me, hallelujah. We should, because there's no other Savior we can go to. But there ought to be a time in our lives when we say, hallelujah, what can I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? Hallelujah. How can I, praise God, show my gratitude? How can I please a God whose standard is high, but I can't reach to it, but that faith can close the gap? Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. That means that with faith, it's possible to please him. And guess what? You can't please people. You can't please them. And their standard has to be lower than God's standard. But we can't please the low standard. And God has a high standard, and we can please him. It takes faith. And it takes, I think, hallelujah, for us to go higher in him. To ask the question, what can I do? What can I present? Hallelujah. How can I, hallelujah, come higher? We know the simple answer to how we get higher is to come lower. Hallelujah. The way up is down. We have to humble ourselves under his mighty hand, and then he will exalt us in due season. Hallelujah. But what shall I render unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Present. It says, I beseech you. Paul's urging. Hallelujah. And sometimes that's the plight of a preacher, that we're urging people. We're practically begging. We're pleading. Hallelujah, people. We've been in the prayer closet. Hallelujah. We've been in consecration. We've been in the word, hallelujah. We're just frail vessels ourselves, but hallelujah, because of a calling, praise God, we have a word, hallelujah, and we come with that word. As best God will use us, we minister according to whatever measure of gift and ability that we have, praise God, and we find ourselves beseeching, urging, pleading, hallelujah, with God's people to present their bodies, hallelujah. A living sacrifice, hallelujah, holy, acceptable unto God. Not what's acceptable to you. You're not the standard. The standard in the world is I'm going to do me, hallelujah. But that does not please God. God wants to know what you're really going to do, what you're really going to present, hallelujah, to me. And so many times we don't think about that because we assume, because we mean well, that God is pleased. But meaning well, it's a good start, but that's not the standard, praise God. Doing the best you can, yes, we do the best we can. But that's not the biblical standard, praise God. The biblical standard is in the scripture I read. Present our bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. What does that word reasonable mean? Rational. It's the only service that makes any kind of sense in the presence of a holy God, a God who wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. A Savior who took 39 stripes for you. Hallelujah. That's the context of the question. In light of what Jesus did for you, in light of what Jesus did for me, then, hallelujah, what shall I render? In light of the finished work of Christ, in light of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, don't come up here with some dead stuff. Don't half step. Hallelujah. Don't use half measures. Don't be wrapped all up in religiosity and think that God Almighty thinks that that's enough. Hallelujah. If Jesus offered his life for us, what we are supposed to do with the life that we have from the Lord. Present it as a living sacrifice. And living things have power. Living things, praise God, are able to make a difference. We hear so many people in so many different avenues of the world talking about they want to make a difference. And many times they do, praise God, in the external world that we live in. But there's a spiritual world that requires more of us, praise God. And it's not just wanting to make a difference. It's not just taking steps in terms of your own wisdom as to how to make a difference. But first you have to present your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Holy, acceptable to the Lord. But Pastor, I made mistakes. Yeah, join the club. Hallelujah. Pastor, I wasn't always nice. Yeah, I get that. Pastor, I got caught up in some things that didn't please God. I might even, we got some people, hallelujah. I know some young sisters, hallelujah, young sisters who have caught cases, hallelujah, praise God, but they still love Jesus. What are you saying, Pastor? Hallelujah. Nobody comes into this world holy. Nobody comes into this world, hallelujah, of pleasing God. It takes a process that God has to do with us. He first has to pour out, hallelujah, his salvation on us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we have to be born anew, hallelujah, born all over again by the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God. Because we are born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We're born in a fallen world and we're born in a fallen state, praise God. And something needs to happen, hallelujah, for us to be able to deal with a God who is spirit and who is holy. God is a spirit. John 4:24 says, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I can't go up to the corner and say to the man behind the counter, I want 5 pieces of bubblegum, and I got some kind of French or Canadian or whatever, or Spain currency. I got to deal with what I want to get from him in the currency that moves the market where I'm going. In the heavenly realm, I can't move God in the flesh. I can't move God with my opinions. I can't move God by spitting out stuff I heard on the internet. I can't move God with anything other than faith, the word, faithfulness in prayer, and a dedication to let the Lord cleanse my life so, not so that I can be saved on my own, but I can be reconciled back to him and I can present my body a living sacrifice. It is the only rational thing to do. Hallelujah. And anything else means that we're trying to do it in our own wisdom and our own understanding. And that is a mistake. Hallelujah. And no matter how smart you are, how brilliant you are, how well versed you think you are in the Word of God, you've got to yield under his mighty hand and make up your mind, what are you going to really present? Hallelujah. Are you going to present a lot of sweet talk and a lot of big talk and a lot of intellectual jargon? Hallelujah. I'm talking about what you present to the Lord. What are we really presenting to the Lord? Many times we're just presenting a sense of obligation or a sense of what we used to do. So we used to do this, so let's continue on and do it. It seemed to work back then, so let's do it. Hallelujah. Whether, hallelujah, God is in it or not, praise God. Whether there's any sacrifice or not, whether there is any holy living or not. Praise God. And we're living in time where you can't tell anybody anything. Praise God. So don't, hurt yourself. Praise God. When you find out they're not listening, go on to something else and pray for them. Hallelujah. Because you'll spend your whole life trying to untangle the complicated things that they can throw back at you. And you just have to serve the Lord and make sure you are presenting, hallelujah, to God what God requires, what God wants. Hallelujah. After all, he said, it's just your reasonable service. And then, verse 2, be not conformed. Hallelujah. This is giving you a clue how to present your body as a living sacrifice. If you're conforming, that's not a living sacrifice. You conform. You are lining up with the word world, this world that we live in, instead of lining up with God. Hallelujah. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Transformed. Hallelujah. Metamorphosized. Hallelujah. Going from caterpillar to butterfly spiritually. Letting the Lord, hallelujah, give you, praise God, some trajectory, some upward trajectory in your life, praise God, where you ain't even messed up by the stuff that used to mess you up. You can walk by a liquor store and not even blink, praise God, if you have presented your body a living sacrifice to the Lord. God takes us, hallelujah, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength, praise God, hallelujah. But we ought to be mindful of it. We ought to ask the question, what am I presenting? What am I really presenting to God? Am I just presenting what somebody told me I should present? Or is this thing real? Hallelujah. Do I wake up in the morning calling on his name and say, Lord, what will you have me to do this day? Hallelujah. Do I have a determination to please him? Praise God. Do I understand that the stuff that comes against us, hallelujah, has a spiritual origin, and that we can't fight fire, hallelujah, with Kool-Aid, but we got to fight fire with the spiritual fire. We got to ask God to fill us to overflowing with his spirit so that we can walk worthy and we can have some power, praise the Lord. It's not enough, praise God, to intend good things. Hallelujah. But I hope everybody under my sound of my voice has good intentions. That might be a real good place to start for you. But you can't stop there. Hallelujah. If that was all, why would Jesus have even come and died? They had good intentions in the Old Testament. We needed a sacrifice. Let me give you a simple equation. God is holy, and we are not. Jesus came to bridge that gap because a holy God, hallelujah, had to have a payment for sin. And mercy said, hallelujah, that God would wrap himself in flesh, hallelujah, and offer Jesus on the cross for our sins so that we won't have to pay the price, hallelujah, that we owed for the debt of sin, for the stuff we said, for the stuff we did, for the stuff we lived in, the stuff we wallowed in, hallelujah, the stuff that we are allowed to ensnare us, praise God, hallelujah. All the dysfunction, all the stuff we tried to blame on other people, and maybe they were at fault. But the bottom line is, whoever is at fault, we have to individually come to the Lord and receive salvation through the blood of Jesus, through the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost to overflowing, hallelujah, and then decide, given that we have some heavenly currency in our life, how are we going to spend it? We're just going to go back to the old stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You could go to a church and they can nothing you to death. Platitudes, slogans, hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. Don't even love you. Don't even have love their own family. Hallelujah. Are not yielded to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the minute you walk out the door, the minute you turn your back, they have either forgotten about you or they're using that tongue to cut you up. Hallelujah. And let me tell you that there's a reality in serving the Lord. That you can go, hallelujah, and have some real big peace in your life. That you can deal with stuff that's too big for you, and the Lord will help you carry that because you can cast your cares on him and because he cares for you. Hallelujah. I remember when I was a little boy, y'all have heard me talk about this. My big brother and I, we were tight. And I knew because I was little and he was big that I didn't need to go too many places by myself. Hallelujah. Rough neighborhood. We go to baseball practice. I'm not walking like a step or two behind him, right? They got to deal with him first. And if he turned to me and said, Russell, we need to both run. Yeah, we both run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, we were baseball players. There were some neighborhoods we went through. They didn't like us. I don't know why. And they'd be talking stuff and all that. And we kind of look at each other. We know what to do. We're going to get out of range. We athletes. They not. They said we're out trying to break in people's houses and smoke cigarettes and stuff. We athletes. So we run, get out of range, get out of their range, and then start picking up some rocks. Why? We're out of their range, but they way over there in our range. Baseball players. I was a pitcher. Threw no hitters and stuff in the little league. And I said, well, all right, here we go. And then raining down those rocks on them. And they throw rocks, they come like half the way. We laugh and we keep on running. So what did that tell me? I didn't need to walk through that by myself, right? And so why are you trying to walk through life by yourself? Why are you trying to go on just what somebody told you, right? We are blessed to have had mamas and grandmamas and aunties and uncles who love the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. But their testimony is just to bring us to our testimony. We got to have a testimony for ourselves, praise the Lord. We got to have a walk for ourselves, praise the Lord. We got to tell our testimony to our children and our nieces and nephews so that they'll grow up and they'll have a testimony and this thing will go on. And one of the testimonies we should always have is how I got over. How I overcame, how I put down the liquor bottle, how I stopped, hallelujah, being promiscuous or whatever it was that you had in your life, how you stopped stealing, how you stopped lying on your loan application, how you stopped lying, praise God, on your income tax, how you stopped doing the cheating and stuff that you used to do, hallelujah, because something happened somewhere along the way. You decided, and it starts up here. There must be first a willing mind. You decided, hallelujah, to give Jesus a try. You decided, hallelujah, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. You decided to turn the question around. We know what wonderful things God can do for us. Save us, deliver us, give us peace, give us hope, put joy bells ringing in our souls. We know that, praise God. But you decided, what can I present? What can I really present? Hallelujah. What can I render to the Lord for all that he has done? We asked the question that Paul asked on the Damascus Road. Lord, what would you have me to do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to ask God. We got to do this Holy Ghost inventory of our lives through self-examination, through looking into the Word, the mirror, the looking glass of the Word, and see how we look compared to what the Word says. The Word says, forgive. And you look in that Word and it reflects back on you, and you should be able to tell whether you have forgiven or not by virtue of the looking glass of the Word and asking yourself, did I really forgive? Am I still holding on to that? One way you can kind of tell if it's a subtle issue and you're not sure whether you have forgiven or not, ask whether you are blaming somebody for something. If you're blaming somebody, you still blaming somebody for something that happened 20 years ago, maybe you need to get on your knees and forgive them today. Hallelujah. And ask God to heal you of that. Ask God, if it's possible, if the person's still living, to work on reconciliation. Reconciliation, hallelujah, are difficult because there's two sides. But the one-sided thing we can do is forgive. It doesn't have anything to do with whether the other side apologizes or anything like that. You can forgive. You can sign the pardon today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the healing can really start. Hallelujah. And God does the healing. And his ability to heal does not depend on some knucklehead apologizing to you. Then what you going to present to God? A lot of grievances. They did this. They lied to me. They mistreated me. This. God don't want to hear that. Well, I had this church hurt. What about his church hurt? Those church folks that caused him to be crucified. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to grow up. We need to deal with whatever it is. Face it. Stop trying to put it off on somebody else. Even if somebody else had a big part of it, if you had a 2% part, you need to give that to the Lord. You need to repent of it. Hallelujah. And you need to get yourself clear. Clear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Clear to be able to serve the Lord. Clear to be able to minister to other people. Clear. Hallelujah. With clean hands to be able to lay hands on people and pray for them. With clean hands, being able, hallelujah, to take in a sack of groceries, praise God, and not have an ulterior motive. Clear before God, hallelujah, so that every day is a day when we can be an ambassador and a representative of Jesus Christ. And you can't be an ambassador of a holy God without a commitment to render unto the Lord, hallelujah, your body's a living sacrifice. Even sometimes, hallelujah, after you've made that commitment, hallelujah, you'll slip, you'll mess up, praise God. You'll say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or have the wrong thing in your heart, and hallelujah, and then you just got to go back to the same one who saved you, go back to the same one, hallelujah, who delivered you, and say, Lord, I messed up, hallelujah, take care of it, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Cleanse me. Give me a new chance. Give me another chance. Show me how to make it right. Show me, hallelujah, to do the thing according to your glory. And Lord, hallelujah, I know you sit high. I know you look low. I know, hallelujah, that I'm imperfect. But Lord, hallelujah, you brought me a mighty long way. And Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you with what I got. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the culture says. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to walk with you. You're going to get called names when you decide to walk with Jesus. Praise God. Somebody might even say his mind is bad. He's gone too far. But the Lord, hallelujah, will bless you. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a blesser, and he's in the blessing bill. He's still a miracle worker. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He can bring us up, praise God. Hallelujah. He can set our feet upon a rock when our heart is overwhelmed. He can bring us out of the flood. He can bring us out of situations. He can protect us, praise God. Hallelujah, when we have messed up. He can bring, hallelujah, a new start to us. It's wonderful, God, hallelujah, who believes in new starts. Hallelujah. A new day, new mercy gets poured out every morning. I thank God, hallelujah. Praise God. We got a chance, hallelujah, to present something back. Hallelujah. There was a time when you were looking at yourself in the mirror and say, I can never present anything. I'm not even worth living for. I'm not even worth Jesus dying for. But somehow God got in your life. Somehow God, hallelujah, when you least expectedly made a way for you, praise God, to come boldly to the throne of grace and get some help and some grace in the time of trouble. And you find yourself laying in bed at night saying, Lord, what shall I render to you? How can I please you? How, hallelujah, can I bless your people? How, hallelujah, can I lift your name even higher? How, hallelujah, praise God, can I penetrate these things? These problems in our community, this violence in our community. How can you use me to do something about it, Lord? Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. I want to do something for you. I want to make a real difference. Praise God. I really want to present my body a living sacrifice, Lord. But Lord, I need a community. I need some people praying for me. I need, hallelujah, to lift my arms. Somebody to lift my arms up, Lord. I need some help. I need some support. Hallelujah. I need, praise God, you to provide a way for me, Lord. Hallelujah. This way gets narrow sometimes. Sometimes the way is so narrow, all we feel are the sticker bushes and stuff. The hard way. But we keep on pressing because Jesus is worth it. Hallelujah. And how you know it's worth it? Have you ever had a crown of thorns crushed in your head? That's why the cross is so important. That's why the spiritual geography of the cross is so important. So that we know that everything that the Lord requires us of us is in light of what Jesus required of himself. In suffering and bleeding and dying. The scripture says he came unto his own. And his own received him not. It said that if everything at the end of the book of John, the Gospel of John, the end of chapter 21, it said that if everything that Jesus did was written down, the writer says, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. It is in light of that you should ask yourself the question, what am I really presenting to God? And all God's people say, and all God's people say, all God's people say, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen.